opportunity to give a talk on this subject. I will talk about this LMO functor. So LMO is for Leigh, Murakami, John Murakami, and Utsuki. And the LMO functor is an extension of this invariant for cobordism. So it's like a TQFT. So I would like to summarize the construction of this TQFT, starting from the beginning. So the beginning means that I will review the construction of the conservative integral, which is an invariant of tangles, and the ingredient needed for this is an oscillator. So I know that many of you already know this construction, but it's the part that I recall it for other people. And then I will sketch how the LMO invariant for closed manifold is defined from the conservation integral. And finally, I will somehow explain how this functor, the LMO functor, is defined. And this functor also works when tangles are embedded into cobordisms. And at the end of the talk, so I will so this functor has several application relations with other constructions, and I will explain three of them. So I will explain how it's connected to N score from the Todaly group, how it's connected to some practical expansions which we have seen yesterday in the user case talk, and finally I will also mention how it is connected to Benjamin Henriquez's electric oscillators. And actually, the three topics can be included into a single topic. So I will explain it. Okay, so let us start with the conservation integral. So first of all, I need to define the source of the conservation integral. So the conservation integral will be a functor. So this will be the category domain of the conservation integral. So that's the category of cosmic angles. So objects are non-associative worlds in two letters, the letters plus and the letter minus. And the morphisms in this category are tangles in the standard cube. I mean the cube in R3. Those tangles are oriented, and they are also framed, so which means that little curves like this have their importance. And here you have an example of a morphism from the world plus minus to the world plus minus with this parenthesizing. And my convention is that tangles have to be read from top to bottom. Okay. And the convention is that objects are connected to morphisms, the convention is that if you have like this, a cube, so this is the top part of the tangle. So if the strand is downward, the sign should be plus, and if it is upward, the sign should be minus, and it's the reverse for the bottom boundary of the tangles. So this should be plus, and this should be minus. Okay. So that's a category, and the composition in this category is just defined by stacking tangles vertically. Okay. And so we get a category, and actually it is a monoidal category. So at the level of objects, the tensor product is just the concatenation of worlds. And at the level of morphisms, the concatenation is the horizontal juxtaposition of tangles. Okay. So you get a category, and today I will denote this category by a quality index Q. So quasi is a terminology to emphasize the fact that we have to parenthesize the boundary points. Okay. And so now we have to define the target of the conservation theorem. And for this, we need to introduce the notion of Jacobi diagram. So a Jacobi diagram, so first we have to fix one manifold, an unknotted one manifold. So this manifold is abstract, it is not embedded in anywhere. And a Jacobi diagram on this one manifold X means a finite graph with two types of vertices. So the vertices can be trivalent and oriented. So oriented means that there is a cyclic orientation around each trivalent vertex. And the convention is that if you draw a diagram on the diagram slide, then you always use the trigonometric orientation. Okay. And so here, and so the second type of vertices are univariant vertices, which are then embedded into the one manifold X. So here is an example of a Jacobi diagram on a one manifold consisting of a circle and two intervals, which are labeled by A and B. Okay. So we will consider linear combinations and even a series of such diagrams. And we call this vector space EX. So it is generated by Jacobi diagrams. And there are three relations. So the first two relations the defining relations of the opera of Lie algebras. So they stand for the antisymmetry of the Lie bracket and the Jacobi identity of the Lie bracket. And the third relation, which involves the one manifold, is a way to formalize the action of a Lie algebra on something. So the something will be the one manifold. Okay. And also the convention, as you have now noticed, is that the graph is drawn with dashed components, and the one manifold is drawn with continuous lines. Okay. So with this, we can construct a category. So the category is the object in this category will be just assertive rows in the same letters as before, plus or minus. And the morphisms will be Jacobi diagrams on one manifold. So here you have two different examples of morphisms. So they are different because the target is not the same. Here it's minus plus, and here that's plus minus. But the underlying Jacobi diagram is the same. Okay. We are just here flip the two lines. So as for tangles, the composition in this category is defined by gluing Jacobi diagrams vertically. And there is also a monodal structure, which is given by again horizontal juxtaposition. So you get a category, a monodal category, which I will denote today by A, so letter A. Okay. And inside this category, there is a subcategory, which I will denote by A index, super index I. And this is, it consists of all diagrams without three components. By three components, I mean a component which is not connected to the solid part. So for example, so I've got two lines. So this diagram does not belong to EI, because here we have a free component. Okay. So we get a category denoted by curly A. Okay, so now we have to construct some Jacobi diagrams. And we can construct some starting from an associator phi. So I assume rational coefficients. I could also have worked with complex coefficients, but rational coefficients is better. And I view this associator, which is an infinite series in two variables. I see it as a linear combination of even an infinite series of diagrams by setting the variable x on the diagram with just one curve connecting the strand number 1 and 2, and by sending the variable y to the diagram with one curve connecting the strand number 2 and 3. Okay, so that's the usual way. So that's the way also you need to express the pentagon and hexagon identities. Okay, so now an associator is seen as a diagram, as a series of Jacobi diagrams. And with this phi, we can construct an element U, which will be a series of Jacobi diagrams on the one manifold consisting of just one interval. And this is defined as follows. So you take phi, and you connect the strings, and here there is a map S. So the map S is an orientation reversal map. So we say that if you have a diagram like this, we got that something. With your k univariant matrices, then it is sent by this map S to the same diagram. And here there will be a sign which will be minus one to the power k. Okay, and so S2 means that you apply this map to the second string of phi. Okay. So now there is a theorem. So that the construction of the concept integral in a commutator way. So there is a unique tensor preserving functor Z from the monoidal category of quasi-tangles to the monoidal category of Jacobi diagrams without three components. So with two properties, so this functor should behave well under orientation reversal of components. So which means that if you reverse the orientation of a component, then Z should translate this into this map. Okay? And it also should behave well under curving of vertical components. So by vertical component, I mean a component which connects the top to the bottom, or the bottom to the top, but not component going from bottom to bottom or top to top. Okay? And the diagrammatic translation of curving should be the map. So defined like this. So here, if I double these components, so locally, I mean at every time I see a univariant vertex attached to the string, so, then it should be sent to the sum of two terms. So this one plus. This one. Okay. So once you have your requirements of two properties, you just have to specify the value of Z on the elementary tangles. Okay. So the values are here. So the value of a positive crossing is given by this series of Jacobi diagrams. And here, the horizontal blue brackets means an exponential. It takes an exponential with respect to vertical of time. So similarly, the negative crossing is same to this. And of course, so the trivial angle, but with different parenthesizing on the top and bottom, should be sent to the associator file. Okay, and then the values of the cap element rectangle and the cup element rectangle have some values A on U, and the only requirement is that the product in the algebra of diagrams on one string should be equal to the previous string. Okay, so this mu should be the value of the node.
This theorem was also shown by Kassel-Treif, right? No?
I think Kassel-Treif, I was too young in those times, but I think Kassel and Treif specify things about framings of
Romanifold.
But I'm not sure. So maybe it was due to my colleagues at Kassel and Treif. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I apologize for putting that. So personally, I learned this from Doros papers and Leon and Watt papers.
Can I comment?
Yeah, sure.
So two comments.
Yes, please.
One, so the history is, the reason there are many names is because all of us copied from Drinfeld. Uh-huh. So in one way or another, it's Drinfeld. Mm-hmm. And the other comment, Gwanel, I hope you will not hate me. I want to say something. So really, you gave a definition of a topological gadget at the beginning, and this was tangles.
Yes.
And then everything else was implementing the machinery that I mentioned yesterday. So your space of core diagrams is the associated graded in the exact same sense. All operations, S, cabling, are the ones that are functorially induced from the corresponding one on tangles, and these definitions are completely forced. And,
yes.
And in fact, an associator is the key element in the construction of Z, mm-hmm. but it's also forced by Z, so it's equivalent to Z. So an associator really is just an expansion. Z is an expansion, an associator is an expansion.
Yes, I know your point. It's a good viewpoint, but here I follow the traditional viewpoint. Which was also yours in some years ago. Okay, so anyway, so this defines the construction tool very uniquely. And so now we would like to extend this to an invariant of tangles in manifolds other than the standard cube. Okay, so that's the work of Le, Murakami, and those. I forgot. One comment is that you have some liberty, some freedom for choosing A and U, and in the work by Kepter, Abiru, and myself that I will mention later, we have chosen to take A equal to the empty diagram and the value U to be U. Okay. Which is a good choice for something, but a bad choice for some other things. So let us then sketch the construction of the LMU. Okay, the source of the LMU invariant will be the category of tangles in homology cubes. So what is a homology cube? A homology cube just means a compact unmontane manifold of dimension 3 whose boundary is identified with the boundary of the standard cube in some way. And whose homology type is the same as the homology type of the standard cube. Okay, so doing this, you have many, many manifolds, maybe too many. And you can define a category as we did for the standard cube. So the objects are the same, non-associative roads in the letters plus and minus. Morphisms are again framed by the tangles, and the composition is again defined by vertical gluing, and the horizontal gluing defines the tensor product. So here you have to observe that if you glue two homology cubes horizontally or vertically. So using the Meyer-Vettori theorem, you again get homology. Okay, so these operations are magnified. So we have a category, which I denote by TQ cube. And actually, you have a short exact sequence of monoidal category, where TQ is a category for the constant integral, and cube is just it's a category with just one object, it's a monoid. It's a monoid of homology groups. So when you have no congruous. Okay. So here is the result of Lehm, Rakeby, and Tsuki. So that there is a way to extend the constant integral, which was defined for tangles in the standard cube, to an environment of tangles in homology cubes. Okay? And if there is no tangle, then this element invariant takes values in the algebra of Jacobi telegrams with no one manifold. So for example, so this theta graph is an element of this algebra. Maybe I will draw another example. So the next example will be this one, etc. So all of them are elements of this algebra of Jacobi telegrams with no one manifold. So, this invariant is very powerful, and one manifestation of this power is that it is a universal among planetary invariants. So, I will not develop this subject today, but for you, it's enough to know that there is a way, so using surgery techniques, to define a filtration on the linear combination spanned by tangles and cubes. So let us call F this filtration, such that Z sends the F filtration to the degree filtration. And here I should say that the degree of the diagram in this category A is the total number of vertices, univalent and trivalent. And as the gradient level, so gros Z is an isomorphism. So this is the result of Lehm for homology cubes, which have been extended to tangles by tangles to homology cubes several times. Okay. And so another manifestation kind of universality, which I think is only proof for integer homology cubes, is the fact that Z also recovers all Hashitikin Turev invariants. So it is also universal among quantum invariants. Okay. So here is this invariant defined. The construction of this invariant, like the Hashitikin Turev invariant, is based on Kirby's theorem. So I will recall this theorem. No. So if you consider an oriented tangle, a friend oriented tangle in the standard cube, consisting of two parts, so the red part and the blue part, and if you assume that the red part is a link with invertible looking matrix, then you can do surgery along them, and the standard cube becomes a homology cube. Okay, and the tangle too becomes the tangle is this new homology cube. Do you want me to recall the definition of the Dirichlet matrix, or is that okay? So it's I should recall it. So if you have a link L in the standard cube, So which should be found on the mountain. And if the cardinality of L is n, then the leaking matrix BL is an n by n matrix with z coefficients. Okay. And so this matrix consists of all the leaking numbers. And the leaking number of Li and Lj. So I can define it in two ways. So let's do it in a dramatic way. So it's a number, so it should be half the number of positive crossing, which can be of two types. It's a homological random. Okay, so some examples of surgery. So if you take no triangle, but just a link consisting of one trivial knot with framing number 2, so the framing number 2, so it is a. So in that case, so if L equals J, remember I should take the leading number of Li with a parallel of Li given by the framing. So here the framing number is 2, and if you do surgery, you get a punctured positive space. So the second example is a silly example. You do not do surgery, and so the trivial string is a standard cube. We meant the trivial string is a standard cube. But in the second example, you do some surgery, so the leaking matrix here. So that's the off link, and the leaking matrix is shown here. And if you do surgery, then the standard cube remains the standard cube. Okay. So sometimes the same links, so different links can be the same manifold. And so the equivalence relation defined by the surgery map was identified by Kirby. So there are essentially two moves. So the Kirby one move and the Kirby two moves. So the Kirby one move just consists in adding a trivial knot framed by minus 1 or plus 1. And the second Kirby move consists in sliding a component, which can be blue or red, along a red component. Okay. And so then you get, so if you mod out by those two moves, you get a description of tangles in homology cubes.
Sorry, I can't quite understand this third example.
Yes.
Can you remove the links using the moves?
Yes, or? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, not. It's a sequence of, I don't know, several moves, but it's possible, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it, but I am not prepared. Maybe I would need some time on the blackboard. It's possible. So the first move to do is to slide this blue line along this circle to just get an isolated off-link with framing number 0,0. And then you can make it disappear using K1. Okay, so how is a more invariant constructed? So we start from a quasi-tangled toe in a homology cube C, and we want to associate to this a series of Jacobi diagrams attached to the one manifold, the abstract one manifold underlying tool. Okay. So for this, we use Kirby theorem. We shall use Kirby theorem. So we pick a surgery representation L2 of this pair C2. So this means that if you do surgery along L, you get C, and tau becomes tau. Okay. So the first thing to do is to compute the Concevich integral of L union tau. And then there is a technical renormalization which consists in attaching a copy of the element mu to every L component of what you get. So I denote this renormalized Concevich integral by the L index mu union tau. And then the discovery of Lee, so John Murakami and Itochi Murakami on Utsuki, was that these renormalized Concevich integral behaves well under the second Kirby move. So which means that if you you do a move K2, then the corresponding modification of this renormalized Concevich integral is what you expect. So to be defined, but it is what you expect. And starting from this fact, there are two possible constructions of the LMO invariant. So there is the earlier construction by Lee, Murakami, and Suki, and there is another construction, which is sometimes called the Arrows integral, and which is used to Dror, Garofalides, Rosensky, and Dylan Sartor. And this is based on the diagrammatic version of the Gaussian integration. So for diagrams, this Gaussian integration will make the L component disappear. And as you know, the Gaussian integration is not always defined. You need to have an exponential of non-degenerate quantic forms times something. So similarly, this Gaussian integration is not always defined. So that's why I've written a dashed line. But here, the fact that the leaking matrix of L is invertible implies that it is well defined on this Concevich integral. So using so those two facts, and the fact that this formal analog of the Gaussian integration is, has good properties, implies that Z0, defined by the integral of the renormalized Concevich, is invariant under K2. And once you have obtained the invariance under K2, the invariance under K1 is not difficult to get. You just, again, renormalize using the value of Z0 on the trivial frame knot. Sorry, the trivial knot with framing number plus 1 or minus 1. So which needs to consider the signature of the leaking matrix. Okay. So that's the same trick and for defining the Rush leaking Turing invariant. Okay, so you get Z C tau, and by definition that's the LMO invariant of C tau. Okay. Okay, so you have questions so far. And you, now I'm realizing that I have not given you, I have copies of my slides, so maybe if you need to review some notation from the previous slide, it's very useful now. Okay, because now we are going to start with the LMO function. So there will be again some notation. So. So the LMO functor will be defined for manifold other than homologic roots. It will be defined for coordinates. And first of all, I need to specify what kind of coordination I will consider. So there will be coordinations between surfaces. So here, not here, but the first step is to consider surfaces with one boundary component. And for each genus G, we fix a model surface, which we denote by F. And we also fix on this surface, so that's important for the second, a family, a system of meridians on parallel, so alpha 1, beta 1, etc., alpha g, alpha j, so beta j. And then we can consider the subspace of the first homology group of Fg with rational coefficients spanned by the curves alpha I. So we get a subspace Fg, and that's the Lagrangian subspace with respect to the homology intersection form. Okay. So now a cobordism from FH to FG. So will be a compact oriented manifold of dimension 3, like this. With three, whose boundary is divided into three parts. So the top part is a copy of the surface FH. So there is an embedding of FH into this cobordism M. There is also a copy of FG with opposite annotation at the bottom. And those two surfaces are good. They are connected by an annulus connecting their boundary components. Okay? So there is a top boundary, a bottom boundary, and the horizontal boundary. Okay? And sometimes those cobordisms will have a good behavior with respect to the Lagrangian subspaces. So I will not specify this property, but they are just homological conditions. And in this case, we will say that the cobordism is Lagrangian Lagrangian, or just Lagrangian. But we do not need today the exact definition. Okay. So doing this, we can construct a new category. So it will be the category of quasi-tangle in Lagrangian cobordisms. So the object in this category are again non necessary words, but there is a new letter, the bullet. So the bullet will be here for the handles of the surface. So here you have an example of a morphism between the word W and the word V. So the underlying cobordism in that example is just the trigger cobordism. It's the surface F2 times the interval. But there is also a non-trivial tangle, which is here drawn with the red color. And the convention for the sign is the same as before. And there is one bullet for each angle. So you can again define a composition by drawing cobordisms in the vertical way. And since there is this vertical boundary, you can also glue them vertically. Okay. So you get also a tensor product, which makes this category a monodal category. And this monodal category generalize the previous one, the category of NMO, in the obvious way, so the image here of TQ cube into TQL gamma will consist of morphisms between words with no bullet. No bullet, no handle, no genus. Okay. So this category will be the source of the NMO functor. Okay, so now we have to define the target, and for this we need to generalize the notion of Jacobi diagram. So this generalization actually already existed, so it consists in fixing not only one manifold, but also a finite set C. And now we consider diagrams with trivalent vertices, univalent vertices embedded into the one manifold, or univalent vertices colored by the finite set. So you have here an example with four colors, And as you can see, the color can be repeated. For instance, the color 2 is repeated 5 times. And sometimes a color might not appear. For instance, 4 does not appear. Okay, and so we construct a vector space denoted by purely A and CX by considering linear combinations of third diagrams. And again, we mod out by 3 relations, so the AS, IHX, and ST relations. Okay, so we are now going to consider diagrams, color diagrams of this kind, but with some conditions.
So, I have some questions. So this vector space is not a finite sum, but an infinite sum, right?
Okay, yes.
It's completed by Debye, right?
Yes, so I have been not very rigorous here. So so I define this space, and then I define the degree. So to define the degree completion, yes, I need the total degree. So again, the total the degree. So maybe I need the total degree is the total number of vertices, equivalent or univalent. Colored or attached to the one before. And then you will consider the degree completion. And I denote the degree completion by the same vector. Okay. I should put a hat, but I don't want to put this one out.
Okay.
Thank you for your question. So what kind of color diagrams shall we consider? So we'll define a category whose object on our pairs consisting of an integer g and an associative word in 2 letters plus and minus. And morphisms need some explanations. So here I have an example of a morphism from the object consisting of the integer 4 of the word plus minus to the object consisting of the integer 5 on the word minus plus. So this 4 here means that I'm allowed to colors with 4 colors labeled with a plus. And this 5 means that I can also color with 5 colors labeled with a minus. Okay, so for instance, this diagram. But there is a condition. We do not allow this kind of diagram, so we call this a strut, so a Jacobi diagram with no triangle vertex, whose 2 endpoints are colored with some positive colors. Okay, so that's why I put here a red cross. So if I remove this, then I indeed get a morphism of this category. And this category is called top substantial, because triangle vertices give some substance to the diagrams, and we want some substance as a dot. So as a contrary, a strut with 2 negative colors is a dot. Okay. And so this condition is required in order to define the composition. Because something which I have not said is that in my previous definition of Jacobi diagram, I don't allow a graph with no vertices. So this is forbidden. Okay. And now I define a composition like this. So if I have 2 diagrams of this kind, D2 and D1, the composition of D2 and D1 is a gluing of D1 above D2 followed by some contractions. So I contract for every common color here the negative colors of D1 with the positive colors of D2. Okay? And since D2 cannot have some strut like this, this contraction will never make appear this kind of diagram. So these are technical conditions in order to have a well-defined composition. So now, the tensor product is defined as before. So for objects, the tensor product is just give an example here. So two certain word W tensor product with phi, a certain word V will be 7 W followed by the word V. Okay? And so if you now want to define a tensor product for morphisms, you will take the horizontal vector positions and you will also need to shift the colors because of this addition. So one gets a new monodal category, which will be denoted by TS, so TS for torsion control. And again, so there is an embedding of categories. The category A of LMO embeds into this one. Okay, so now I can give a statement. So, so there is a way to extend, so the LMO invariant, which was defined only for tangles in homologous, into an invariant of tangles in Lagrangian commodities. And then I need to consider more general Jacobian algorithms. And similarly to the LMO invariant, this extended LMO invariant, Z tilde, will be universal among finite invariants. So here some two remarks. So this result was obtained in a joint work with Kepler and Abiro, but we just consider cobordisms. There are no tangles inside. So the extension of tangles is not very difficult, but it is not neither straightforward. And this appeared in two recent works. So this appeared in a work by Nozaki. So Nozaki considered an extension of the LMO functor for surfaces with several boundary components, which amounts to consider tangles with only vertical components. But basically, all the things to be checked are done in Nozaki. And also, Katz considered the same extension in the special case of genus 1 surfaces. And I will come back to this work at the end of the talk. And second remark is that before our work, there have been other TQFT extension of LMO by Murakami Otsuki and KTI. So there are different constructions. I will not specify today. Okay. So maybe I can suggest to make a break now before sketching the construction of the LMO functor.
Any questions at this point? But how is it? Do you understand it correctly? So this full construction, these tangles, is not written.
It's difficult to say because Nozaki have written this. In a different context, but in another language, if you want. Which is equivalent to considering only tangles with no cap and no cap. Okay, but this the consideration of cap and cap does not add pseudo difficulty. So I would say that it is written in Nozaki's paper.
But like in the way that you plan to use it, it's only written in the
yes
in the slides that we got, right?
Yes.
Yes, but adding tangles is completely straightforward. Sort of, if you understand the rest of the construction, adding the tangles is.
Yeah, so it's not completely straightforward. There is a few things to check, and those things are checked by the.
Sorry, so now I'm curious. Mm-hmm. What is there to check, which is not?
So when you there is a construction, and at some point you have to prove the functoriality. And so you have to check that the proof of the functoriality extends to tangles. Okay, there is a few things to check. And also something which is not done in Nozaki, but I will mention afterwards, the case of co-surfaces also needs some further verifications, which were not considered by Nozaki. But basically, yes, it's not, it's... it's not a, it's quite similar to to the case with no tangle.
Okay. Any further questions at this point? Well, if not, let's have a coffee break.